Welcome to episode 94 of the Game Over Nation podcast. I am your fill-in host this evening, Ryan De La Rosa, and with me, as always, Gabe Philbin.
Well, I don't know if we can say as always anymore because somebody that's as always here isn't here today.
That's true.
He's being handled by top men.
Oh, that's weird. And also, we've got Dylan Rausch.
Hola.
Who we can just hope has stopped playing Animal Crossing for 3 seconds.
Yes.
So that we can at least make it through the intro.
Before we all start playing
Animal
Crossing.
Before we all start playing Animal Crossing again, right. Javi is not with us. I guess he's at the proctologist, according to Gabe.
He's being handled.
By top men.
Top men.
So what are we talking about this week, Gabe? What's going on?
Last week we mainly talked about games after E3. So now let's talk about the new consoles. Do a little post E3, like where the consoles are, where they stand in our minds right now. Well, first up, we can just wipe this off the table. The Vita, you're fucked. All right, we got that one down. Only 4 left. So there's PS4, Xbox One. There are rumors that the PS4 is out. Selling in pre-orders is outselling the Xbox One, like a ratio of about 6-1 right now, which is mind-blowing. Like, yeah, the PS4 had a pretty nice showing at E3, and they kind of made fun of Microsoft a lot, but 6-1?
And where are these numbers coming from?
That's why I said rumor, because I can't remember where I saw that. But I did see it. And I did see that it was a rumor, so take that for what it's worth. But,
yeah,
like, the Xbox One.
Well, it's also kind of strange, too, because, yeah, everything's, like, sold out. So how, I don't know.
Amazon added more bundles. Like, they added more launch bundles. I don't know how the Xbox is handling launch.
Which launch bundle should I get?
I got the
Watch Dogs
one.
Which launch bundle?
The Hunger Buster Jr.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, there's a Watch Dogs one, a Knack one, Battlefield 4, and
I was thinking the double double.
Yeah, I just feel like the Hunger Buster is the way to go.
Good choice, Ryan.
Oh, are you getting the double down PS4 edition?
No.
Is that the PS4 that comes to sandwich between two Xbox Ones?
Oh God, no, the double double.
It's animal style.
Yes.
That's just your PS4 covered in, I guess, is it chili? I don't know what the fuck animal style is. I've only been to In-N-Out like twice in my life.
Oh my God.
I have no idea what we're talking about, so.
I think we're talking about Lunch Bunch.
Because it's a West Coast thing, Gabe.
Yeah.
I remember the Lunch Bunch was that group of kids. They were kind of like the Burger King Kids Club or whatever, but it was for Dairy Queen.
Oh, fuck, I remember those kids. Shit.
I think they even had one in a wheelchair just like the Burger King books.
Racy.
No, I'm sure his name was Wheels.
So, where do you feel the PS4 and Xbox One stand? Because those are the two main ones that we're going to talk about. And I think Adam Sessler has a good point where he says, don't pre-order consoles yet. I personally think pre-order it from Amazon all you want because you don't have to pay anything and you can cancel it any time. But if you have to put money down, I kind of agree with Sessler in that you're kind of just putting money down on a story right now and we don't know.
Yeah, but you
everything.
Know that all these stores have return policies and also cancellations and everything else. So you're really not
to, get on the phone.
No, you don't.
And go to the store.
No, you don't.
And then they'll
I can go on BestBuy.com right now and cancel my order, and it's done.
Do it.
Get my money back. No, I want it.
Do it.
I want the thing.
Do it. You won't.
You're right. I won't because I want the thing.
But do it. You won't.
I feel that the PS4 is right now in a much much better standing. I feel like everybody thinks that, and Microsoft needs to just sit everybody down at once and say, this is why what we're doing is good. Like, if they're going to keep doing this always online thing, they need to explain why they're doing it. Like, well and give us good reasons why our console has to check in online every 24 hours, why we should trust that it will have the ability to check in every 24 hours, especially when our end's fine, because the problem with always online games has been from the developers and publishers' end. So, that's what they need to do for me. They need to, explain what...
Yeah, but also a lot of those problems that have happened on the developer's end have been because they've stored so much of the game on the server side versus on your side. With this mm-hmm. is literally just popping in for a license.
Yeah.
Which doesn't overload servers. Yeah. Like, something like SimCity, everything was stored on EA servers. And so that was a big problem with that game particularly failing and falling apart.
Yeah, and there's also this thing that came out today, I think it was today, or maybe yesterday, of, I think in the UK, or somewhere in Europe, it's actually illegal to not allow the reselling of a product.
I think it's quite a few European places, like Germany.
Yeah. It might just be like the European Union.
Didn't you say that The Witcher 3 is going to be unplayable on the Xbox One?
If you're in Poland.
If you're in Poland.
We keep saying resale. They're allowing you to resell stuff.
Yeah,
so.
There's just ins and outs of it.
Yeah.
They need to be clearer about how that all works. Because they need to tell us. They can't just release a bullet point sheet. This needs to be clear. And I appreciate that they're doing this now instead of throwing it all on us later. So if you're in one of the countries that doesn't support Xbox One, then you don't get excited for it. And you can just start thinking about other ways of life. Because they announced that there's 21 countries that it will launch in. And if you're not in one of those 21 countries, it won't work. Because it won't connect the servers. So it'd be a great Blu-ray player.
Balls.
So that's extreme region locking. Extreme.
Yeah, I don't know. They feel they're really taking a strange stance here. I don't know if Microsoft just feels so confident right now. They're they're just kind of saying, trust us, it'll be all right. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It seems like obviously people kind of want to hear more than that, but they don't seem worried.
No, that's the weirdest part. They just don't care. They just keep piling it on. It's what you learn.
Although
from...
we did. We should clarify that. I remember last week when we were talking about how the guy had come out and been like, "Hey, just play your 360."
That
we did find out that he did say that before the press conferences, so maybe he's backpedaled from that stance a little bit. Who knows? Probably not. But it was good to hear that it's not like he had the press conference salsodies and then was just like, buy a 360. So I guess that was a little bit of a silver lining to that whole situation.
Maybe a bronze lining. It's so weird. They just seem so arrogant about all this, and after all of the backlash that's happened, I can't imagine them keeping all of this in place, because apparently they can switch it off if they want. They've said that, I guess, because I've heard some people say that, but I can't confirm that at all. But people are mad about this, and the justification of the anger may be questionable at times, but it doesn't matter. They're angry, and they're not going to buy this console, and Microsoft will be boned like Sony was at the start, because Sony failed because they just had no games and they had a terrible price, a more expensive console. Microsoft hasn't said what will be at launch, is a more expensive console, and is not the crowd favorite at all.
But the thing, they haven't said what's going to be at launch, but really neither of them have said much about that. But
Sony has, they've shown, first-party titles that will be at launch, Knack, Killzone,
Was it Forza is going to be a launch title? They said that at the console reveal. As far as other, they showed more games than Sony did when they launched the PS3. Like, the PS3 didn't
Yeah. So the games thing isn't, like, much of a problem. It's just, like, the launch window games is what is in the mist right now. We're not really sure on that. Yeah. We're not, like, 100% sure on Sony either. We know, like, Knack, Killzone, Watch Dogs isn't a first party, but it'll be there.
Well, then you would think that it would probably be on the one at launch, too, if they're going to... Like, if it's going to be on both.
Yeah.
So that'll probably be there.
But then Microsoft, like, they don't really have... They haven't really established the launch window. Oh, we know Rise will be a launch title. Whoop-de-fucking-do.
But have they... They haven't... I mean, I guess you have to figure it's November, but they also haven't given the month for the launch yet, have they?
I thought Microsoft... Microsoft said November.
Microsoft did. I'm talking about Sony.
Sony didn't.
They haven't. They didn't give a release date.
No.
Other than
2013. I saw a few things leak from Amazon of, like, PS4 copies of... Call of Duty, like, people who pre-ordered that from Amazon already for the PS4 got an email saying, like, your product will be shipped on November 5th.
Okay.
So,
well, I can't remember if it was the Wii U or what if it was one of the consoles last generation, or maybe it was, like, even back in the N64 days where the games were on the shelf before the console ever was.
I don't remember that happening recently.
Yeah, what, didn't the N64 have that happen?
That's not recent.
I could have No. I'm not saying I couldn't remember if it was one of the recent ones or,
you know,
or if
it
was that. It
might have happened.
That happened.
I know it's happened before.
It happened with Call of Duty 4, actually, I remember. Because, like, Walmart accidentally put it out sometimes or in some stores.
Yeah, but Call of Duty 4 came out, like, way into a console cycle.
Yeah. I worked retail when this generation all came to stores, and there wasn't anything like that happening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not talking about the games being
sold
early.
I'm just saying it didn't happen this gen.
The games for the console being available before the console.
Yes. Hell, you might be even thinking of PS2 because it was still out of stock.
Right. Well, no. I'm talking literally games launched for a console prior to the console launching.
That might have been the N64 then.
Yeah. Well, the N64 had, what, like, 3 games at launch?
Two. It had
Pilot Wing 64 and Mario 64. And that was it for
a while.
Something else came out shortly thereafter, but yeah.
I love
those
how
like the only two
people
games.
Remember the N64, and I'm just like, dude, that console sucked.
That console was awesome.
That sucked. It had four games.
That console was excellent.
Fuck. Pilot Wing, Super Mario 64.
Mario Tennis.
US launch only had 2 games.
That's what I'm saying.
It was the European launch that had Turok and Shadows of the Empire.
Oh, 4, man.
Shadows of the Empire was really good. Turok, the first Turok was really good.
Yeah.
Well, I think as time goes on, launches are just getting better. Because I remember when the 360 launched, it had, like, Perfect Dark Zero, I think Cameo, and, like, Call of Duty 2.
You know, you might be right, because, like, the PlayStation's launch titles was, like, NBA Jam, Rayman, Ridge Racer, and actually the Street Fighter, the movie.
Street Fighter, the movie, the game?
Yeah, the one they...
Street Fighter, the movie.
No, Street Fighter, the movie, which was... It looked a lot like Mortal Kombat. And it had, like, Raul Julia.
Yeah, as M. Bison. Oh man. I'm Sumo Brother.
Sega Dream.
Nobody could be here.
Actually,
somewhere else.
I would say Sega Dreamcast had one of the best launch lineups.
Because it didn't have any games after it launched.
I mean, it had Sonic Adventure. What?
That game is not good.
Ready to Rumble Boxing, Power Stone.
Ready to Rumble Boxing was fucking fun.
I know! Soul Calibur was a launch title.
It also had some of the Unreal games. Or it had Unreal Tournament.
Not as a launch title.
No, not as a launch title, but yeah.
Oh yeah, Dreamcast was an awesome console. It's just, they didn't make any games for it.
Well, it also came out at like in that in between spot.
It came out
like,
literally came out, what, a year before the PlayStation 2.
It came out $9.99. Because it was the same day as Final Fantasy VIII.
PlayStation 2's launch lineup might be better. Let's see.
Yeah, but like nowadays, there's just such a demand for a strong launch lineup. Like, remember how strong we thought the 3DS's launch lineup was?
Well,
and
okay.
Then every game turned out to
let's
not
think
be
of,
a launch
lineup. Let's think of a console recently that had a strong launch lineup.
Well, we haven't had a console in forever.
Yeah.
Last generation.
Well, I don't even know what their launch titles were.
Call of Duty 3.
I know that I didn't because I didn't buy either console until after
the Wii. The Wii had the best launch lineup.
It really did. It really did.
It had Metroid, Metroid 3, right? That was a launch.
Yeah, I'm pretty. Twilight Princess. No, that was not a launch.
It came with my Wii. That's all I remember.
Yeah, Metroid wasn't launched though.
No, it wasn't.
Launch window.
The Wii, last generation had the best launch lineup. By far. By fucking
Wii Sports,
far.
Motherfucker.
Wii Sports was all it took.
Not, like, literally more than half of PS3s was sports titles. I'm fucking serious.
Resistance. Don't forget.
Oh, yes, Resistance.
Darter.
Darter. it had, I think all three consoles had Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Oh, that game was the shit. It was so bad.
Actually, no, 360 didn't. But yeah,
no, 360 had it. I played it on 360.
It had the game, but not at launch.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Because the 360 came out.
Came out
earlier.
A year before. Yeah, but we had Perfect Dark.
Ooh.
King Kong. Project Gotham Racing, which was good. American Wasteland, which was good. Condemned was okay. And then a bunch of sports titles and... Oh yeah, Quake 4. Quake 4 came out at launch.
Hmm.
And Call of Duty 3? Or 2?
Call of Duty 3.
I think it was 2. I think it was 2.
2 came out with Xbox.
Yeah.
3 came out with PS3.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're right.
But either way, like now, launch lineups have... Like, they're actually focused on, it seems. And, like, there's actually support.
I guess. Actually, Wii U had a really good launch lineup, if you consider...
Nothing a good launch lineup?
No, actually, its launch lineup had Ass Creed 3, Arkham City, Darksiders, Epic Mickey.
You haven't interested me with one of these.
Mass Effect. They're all games Gabe's bought, too.
Yeah.
Mass Effect, Creed 3. Mario Brothers, Ninja Gaiden was pretty bad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Scribblenauts, Tekken Tag. That was a really good launch. Zombie U. Wii U had a really good launch lineup. It's just... It's the Wii U. It's the same console.
And I find it so funny that over the year that the Wii U's been out... Actually, has it been... Yeah, okay, it hasn't even been a year. It's been out, and nobody has really done anything with the tablet.
No, like, not really.
No one's really like, gone out of their way to do something with the Wii U tablet.
Well, no,
and now,
what was it, the launch title, the Zombie U? Like,
Zombie
that
U
unique,
is
yeah.
the one.
That had a pretty unique use for it.
That game was really good.
No, third-party people.
Well, it's
really
well, that was a third-party game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Other than that, though, like, there's not really much. But now...
Well, usually it takes, like, Nintendo to do something cool with it first.
And then everyone
and
copies.
Other people starts... Yeah, like... Yeah.
But now every console has tablet integration.
Well, not only that, but Xbox has Smart Glass.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like they're using it in some ways that look kind of interesting. Like, some of that, the Battlefield, like the Commander mode, like, that stuff looks kind of cool.
Having the, like, controlling the drone.
Yeah.
That, and so then that's Dead Rising cool. calling in an airstrike that kills you.
Worst airstrike ever.
I still think that game looks stupid.
I do too.
Your face looks stupid.
The, like the polarity of reactions on Dead Rising. I was surprised Javi liked it. Disappointed even.
Yeah. I am disappointed about everything lately.
Except Animal Crossing.
Yeah, Animal Crossing and Last of Us.
Animal Crossing's been phenomenal.
Though, I gotta say, Last of Us has that... I walk into an area and see a bunch of hip level cover. I wonder what's gonna happen.
It does suffer from that.
Oh my god. And it's glaringly obvious half the time.
We'll talk about, we got a question about The Last of Us, okay. So we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Yeah. But also with the PS4, what nobody got upset about that I've seen nobody get upset about is that you have to pay for online now.
I think everyone
they slipped
already...
that in there.
Yeah, it was just like, hey, you gotta do this too.
I think everyone's already used to paying for Xbox Live, yeah. or if, like, with PlayStation, people mostly have PS Plus already.
Yeah, and it's like, with PlayStation Plus, they said there was like a 90% customer satisfaction.
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
PlayStation Plus is awesome. I love it. It's how I get to play an hour of Sly Cooper without buying it, and then realizing, oh, this is more like the second one than the first one. And then be like, nope.
Yep, it's how we all played Ratchet and Clank together, and Ren was
It's how we all began to see the decline of Insomniac.
Oh, no. And I tried to finish that game, but everyone fucking bailed on me.
Which one?
All for One. The co-op Ratchet and Clank.
I want to finish it, but everyone's a dick.
It was also like 30 gigs.
It was 14 gigs. Fuck you.
It wasn't 14.
Yes, it is. Go check it.
No.
It's 14.
Well, let's go put the film on, bro.
Let's go to the tape. Let's go to tape, man.
Tales of the Tape.
But, yeah, I thought that was... I've said this. Most of the things that are, like, somewhat negative about the consoles. I mean, Microsoft has more negatives for me, but they don't fully affect me. Like, my internet's competent enough to handle checking in once every 24 hours. I never sell games. I usually buy them online, or like digital copies. But I think that's what Microsoft
I just looked it up. All for what? One is 14 gigs.
Damn it. I really wanted to be right.
You know, also with like the always online thing, like just because, like I think, and I'm hoping it doesn't come to this, but like with the PlayStation 4, like Sony said they're not gonna do it on the console, but that doesn't mean that the developers can't.
Yeah, I think they left it open,
and then also
that patent that they can activate any time for like that DRM, like a similar DRM strategy. So.
Yeah, and then also on top of it, like I mean, we're moving more and more towards digital, like. Do you think we're going to make it all the way through this generation without most stuff possibly going that way? Like,
well, everything is going to be day and date digital. That's what both companies have said.
Yeah. So you can go either direction. And if you go the digital direction, well, you've already kind of eliminated.
And you have to, I think what Microsoft needs to do is say Xbox One is a digital console, but the retail games are there for the people who want that, like, physical media. That they want a digital console. That's pretty clear, because you install the game when you buy it. There's no need for the disc. Like, it's just, like, you don't need it.
Yeah, and they might as well. If they were going to go the online route, take out the optical drive.
Well, then it can't use it for, like, Blu-rays and shit.
And? You got a TV box.
Like, they can't actually take out the disc drive, because then that will make GameStop pissed and all GameStop.
But also, Blu-ray thing, like, I don't know, people use these things for, like you take out the disc slot and you've kind of eliminated part of that all-media console. Like, you need that. It needs to be there.
Just
for...
Just fucking man up and do it, because then...
Man up, ladies.
You're already making that... You have to be online only anyways.
I don't think you have to for movies.
For movies, no. It's only games, I'm pretty sure, that you have to check in every 24 hours.
Yeah. Oh, cool, so I can have a glorified DVD player.
Blu-ray player.
Much like my PS3 was for a while.
It's a Blu-ray player, but...
And with PS4, you have to pay attention to, like, the language they use when they were talking about that whole used game thing during the press conference.
Yeah, they probably, left it vague?
No, they said you don't need to be connected to the internet for disc-based games.
For so digital.
That makes me think that if it's installed, if you have it installed on your system, then you'll probably need to have some sort of online check.
Yeah, probably. Whatever. If you're downloading the game, I think it shouldn't be as much.
Yeah,
of a problem.
Internet's already kind of a thing that you do.
But
for
us disc buying plebes, apparently we're second class citizens.
Absolutely. You slab.
I like having a physical collection.
I don't like that anymore. Yeah. Especially for handhelds.
Well, yeah, handheld, I make an exception for, because I've got too many fucking DS games everywhere.
I think we've talked about this, but, you know, all the people bitching about the games and, you know, the download and not having a physical copy are probably the same people that have, like, iPods and, like, buy all their movies on iTunes.
Ryan, I say this mostly because when I bought my PS3, I only had 80 gigs on my hard drive. I didn't have fucking room for digital stuff.
Oh, yeah, well, I have a 60 gig PS3.
Yeah, I've got 500 gigs now,
and that's the standard for both the new consoles. So
it's much, much better. But back when you were like sitting at 80 gigs, fuck you, digital jackasses.
Or like 20 gigs on the
original Xbox,
or 4 gigs,
or the original PS3.
Or I guess the original Xbox 360. Yeah, had a 20 gig hard drive on it.
Didn't the arcade have 4 gigs?
That was internal memory. That wasn't even a hard drive. Yeah, there was no hard drive.
Ugh. God, and you couldn't. That was proprietary, I believe, wasn't it?
What, the hard drives?
Yeah,
because they were those.
It wasn't like the PS3 where it was just a laptop hard drive.
Yeah, no. But they were also a lot easier to replace on the 360. You could just pull it off the side.
Oh yeah, because it was a big tumor hanging off the side.
Yeah,
it's not a tumor.
What I find ridiculous about people's reactions to the Microsoft thing is the whole privacy aspect with Kinect.
Oh yeah, they're gonna be watching your dick constantly.
Yeah, like they're just waiting for you to whip it out and yerk it.
Yeah,
I bet I'm not gonna play with clothes on. That's for sure.
And then like there are high up government officials in like Europe and all these fucking like obscure countries just saying like this is a travesty. This is a complete violation of security and privacy. It's like it's a fucking webcam. It's on your laptop when you open it. No one fucking complains about those.
You carry around a cell phone all day with a GPS built right into it and a camera.
And a microphone.
Microsoft has said that, you know, there will be options for how active it is when...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that entails, though. I mean, they said it always has to be plugged in. But I wonder if it has the option to just kind of silence it when you don't want.
You can also turn off your Xbox and then unplug it.
Yeah.
Or you know, turn it around.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just such a ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
Like, to hear.
You could. Yeah. It's like it's a modern. It's not like they came in and like
bolted it
into your outlet.
What's the complaint?
That
about the
camera,
people are worried
about the privacy of having a Kinect always plugged into your Xbox.
Can they turn it on remotely?
No.
Can who turn it on remotely?
I mean, can it be utilized remotely or?
Well, I mean, it can hear you talk and turn on, like.
And they can access that.
Who is they?
Microsoft.
No.
I don't think so.
They can't.
Say there's no evidence of that.
They haven't said that. They've said that, you know, that privacy is not an issue. That they're not the one. They're not accessing it. Like, I think people are just worried I think people are concerned because it's a microphone and a camera hooked to a device that's hooked up to the internet, and they think that someone's going to hack it and spy on them. But again, like I said, if you're really that paranoid about it, your plug on your wall is not
a laptop.
Well, no, the plug in your wall is not bolted in there. Like, you could go unplug the thing. Guess what? No power. Done. Like, it's not that difficult.
Yeah, it was such a
I think if Microsoft was able to look at what you were doing, that'd be a problem.
But yeah, why would like that's not like
it's
you
not
can't
it's
do
not
that.
If they are, it's the fact if they were able to. I don't care if they were would or not. It's if they had the capability of doing it. That's a huge problem.
Fuck if I know. I imagine anyone that can hack it might have the capability to do it.
But I don't. Again, I don't same consider goes for that. Your... I don't think that would happen anytime soon. That's not my concern. It's just I don't like the possibility.
Yeah.
I don't think they will. I have better. I think they would have like some self control and some you know.
Smarts. Well, that's the thing. I don't even know if it's possible.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, no one does. I don't think. I think this is some bad timing, though, on their part, considering this NSA bullshit happening right now.
Yeah, that was definitely definitely not timing that worked in their favor.
God no. Wait, I don't know what the capabilities of, so I'll keep mum about it until I know. No complaints until we actually know what they're capable of with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about. Okay, so the Wii U, who really cares? Let's talk about 3DS momentarily, because that's like the shining future of Nintendo right now.
Except for the thumb pad.
Yeah. Except for the physical 3DS itself. It's the shining light for Nintendo.
I don't know. I don't mind the design of it.
Really?
Oh, well, you've an XL. That's different.
Oh,
it's
not, okay.
It's a little bit different. I mean, the screen's nicer, but the thumb pad doesn't feel that much different.
Thumb pad's terrible.
I wish the thumb pad had
has
like
no
a
grip.
Little bit of like braille on the side.
I wish it had some grip.
Yeah.
Any
yeah,
kind of
it
grip.
Is a little,
the
D-pad's it is a little
ass.
Slippy.
The buttons are ass.
The D-pad's fine. It's just in a weird spot.
take that back.
No, the D-pad
Hold
looks
on.
Like a fucking D-pad.
Let me give you an experiment, Ryan. Do you have a DS still?
Somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Do you have a copy of any of the DS Castlevanias? Order of Ecclesia.
I probably have one of them, I don't know.
Okay, play that on your DS. Good for an hour, get a feeling of it. Then pop it in the 3DS and try and play it.
I said it's in a bad spot.
It's fucking... No, that's not even the whole problem. Everything about the D-pad is bad. The size, it's really fucking small for some fucking reason. It's really shallow...
well,
it's
then
in
again,
a bad
you,
spot.
Do you have a three like a normal 3DS?
Yeah.
See, I'm playing the XL anyway.
This is a huge problem. I have a DS Lite, which is pretty much the same design as the 3DS. You'd think, okay, yeah, that's fine. I can deal with that. No, it's a huge fucking problem. I tried this. I played. I fought Dracula in Portrait of Ruin. I beat the game on the DS. And I was like, okay. And I went to go play it on the 3DS, and what the fuck? It was ass. I could not do it. And I kept slipping. It was just... It's really bad design. I consider the DS Lite D-pad to be really, really fucking good.
Yeah, I mean, I touched the D-pad pretty much never on my 3DS. So.
Yeah.
I know, and...
But
when
that doesn't make
when you're
it
playing
right.
a side scroller, like I have Metroid Fusion on my 3DS, and good luck playing that with the thumb pad. It's really bad as well.
Yeah.
And you practically need it. You need it, and it plays like shit. Thanks, Nintendo. Your ambassador program would be nice if it didn't control like shit. Hell, even Minish Cap controls like garbage because of your stupid fucking thumb pad.
Yeah. Alright, so the games. So the games that are coming out for this thing.
We got the new Zelda. Did they announce the new the title for it? It was fuck.
A link between
something times.
No, I don't think it was maybe a link between
a link worlds, between worlds,
something like that.
Let's go with that. Had the word link in it, So there's that. And I think it looks really cool. You got the it's like the link was a Link to the Past, like spiritual successor, I guess. And I think the whole
they've straight up called it a sequel, not a spiritual successor.
Yeah, huh? Sequel. Excuse me. And it looks cool how they're like handling the three dimension of the dungeons. Like you fly up from one level to another, and you can see like a level beneath you when there's a hole in the ground.
Then you become a Banksy painting.
Yeah, and then become a link between worlds sponsored by Banksy.
Yeah.
Neat.
He was Zelda all this time.
Neat.
Yeah, they got that. They got I'm assuming this stupid Donkey Kong sequel will get released on the 3DS. You got Smash Bros. Coming up, which is nice and styled. And it's like, why can't you just give us more things on the Wii U, though? Like, the 3DS is doing fine.
I'm happy.
Probably because there's a ton of 3DSs in people's hands right now.
Exactly. There's more 3DSs out in the market than there are Wii U's.
Yeah, but... Yeah. Like, it's not like people just magically buy a Wii U all of a sudden. Like, they need reason to do it.
They've abandoned it, Gabe! It's over!
They actually announced quite a few games for the Wii U.
Yeah, I think shit like Smash Brothers and Mario Kart are gonna get a lot of people back on board.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mario Kart's a huge fucking thing.
And Smash
Brothers... aren't until next year, though. That's
Smash
thing,
Brothers like. Also comes out on...
For the rest of...
The 3DS.
Smash Brothers? Yeah, Smash Brothers comes out on 3DS, too. And... But the thing is, those two are 2014. What they have this year is a Wind Waker re-release, which I don't think is going to get that many. It's got the new Mario game, which will get a lot, and it's got Pikmin.
Well,
okay. I don't see
and
the problem.
And the Wonderful or whatever.
Wonderful 101. That's next year, I'm pretty sure.
I don't see the problem here, Gabe.
This year they... Released for me, like
I don't know Nintendo. Like, well, I think Nintendo.
Nothing,
they're
no
a company. They're a company, and so I think the 3DS is just what they're going to count on to keep them afloat this year, and then hope for next year to pick up the Wii U.
Pray that
where are these games going to come from, Gabe? If developers aren't making anything for it,
well, developers aren't going to make anything for it if Nintendo's not going to make anything for
it. This is the problem, everyone. This is a problem with both Nintendo and developers. Bitch, 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 no one's buying the console. Let's not make any games. Oh, no one's buying our games. Because no one has a console.
So, like, the initial...
Make games if you want the fucking console to sell.
See, but to get the console to sell, that's Nintendo's job. Like, they need the first-party games to, like, make people buy their console.
Is it? Yes, it is.
If they want people to develop for their console, they need to give people a reason to buy it, and then in turn give third-party developers a reason to make something for it. Like, that's their responsibility. Or to seal deals beforehand saying, hey, you make this game for our console, but there has to be a monetary benefit for the third-party developer.
Okay, whatever.
Okay. But
now, like, after E3, like, there was the rumor a while ago of EA not having anything for the Wii U, and then I guess that turned out to not be true. But now EA has said if, like, they'll start going for the Wii U if Nintendo can just sell it. Like, no one's going for this thing, and Nintendo's just screwed with it. Like, they didn't push anything out in its first year.
And they're phasing out that shitty white one.
Yeah.
It doesn't have anything.
Well, I mean, that's a good thing, though. Like, that was just such a stupid... They also have to... They have to drop the price before the PS4 comes out. Like, they have to.
You would think so.
They aren't that stupid. Like, they will. They have to, right? Right?
It's only $50 less right now.
And I'm pretty sure we know about more games for the PS4 already than we do for the Wii U. Yeah, Nintendo's console is just in a real, real sticky spot.
Other than the 3DS, it's doing fine.
Yeah, imagine if they had, like, Mirror's Edge 2 for the Wii U. Gabe would be all over that.
Nah, I'd still get it for PC.
I'm sure.
They need, like, a Mario game that doesn't look like a carbon fucking cutout of the 3DS Mario game to get me interested.
Yeah, they need something with a little more personality, like...
It's like, that's the Galaxy team working on that. That's the Galaxy team. And they did that.
Did you buy Galaxy, Gabe?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Why?
Because.
Good reason. I don't know. I just, it's weird to see Nintendo just in such a shitter.
Lacking
it looks like they'll get out of it, or start working their way out of it in time. Like when, like you said, Ryan, when like Smash Brothers and Mario Kart come out, those are definitely gonna sell to people. But I'm sure there are also people like me out there that are just thinking that this isn't, like, there's no flair to this. There's just, like, nothing really special about the games, or nothing that seems special right now about the games that they're releasing that are these big hitters, especially fucking Retro.
That's still a travesty. Yeah, that was so disappointing. So disappointing.
And people have been waiting on for a long time, a sequel to a game that came out a few years ago and we just re-released it.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. But, so anyway,
Let's go to some quest tubs.
Okay.
Right. Justin Doss asks, rate your interest in the Oculus Rift device. 10 out of 10, sort of interested.
10 out of 10 is sort of interested? I think your scale's broken, Gabe.
I'm pretty interested to see how it will do.
If we're rating on a 10-point scale, I would put mine at about a 6, I think.
That's a 6, 7. I definitely want one. So, there's that. And especially because Erotic Adventure was just announced for
it. Hell yeah. Who doesn't want that?
But obviously, Mirror's Edge is for the Oculus Rift, so that's neat. Team Fortress 2. And, like, there's just a lot of good buzz behind it. Everyone that wears it actually seems incredibly impressed.
Plus, you can get that cool-ass multi-directional...
The Omni treadmill?
Yeah, the treadmill, and run around in Team Fortress. And also, probably power your house with it. Good God, that thing looked exhausting.
Dylan?
Don't care!
Dylan 10 out of 10, then. Board. 10 out of 10, 10 don't out care. 10,
don't care. Okay, Justin asks, without spoiling the story, are you guys enjoying The Last of Us, and when we doing multiplayer? I beat The Last of Us on day one, because I was like that. I played it for 14 hours on Friday. And I
can't remember the last time I did anything for 14 hours other than sleep.
Well, I took a break. I went and had dinner.
That's good.
But it was still 14 hours of playing.
Jeez.
It was from like noon to like 3:30 in the morning. And it's like, I haven't played a game with pacing like that since like Arkham Asylum or Uncharted 2. Like, it's just, I haven't played through a game in one day since Uncharted 2. And it's just, That game is, it's something special. Without spoiling anything. As Dylan was saying earlier, though, there is the obvious, oh man, look at that. That'd be really nice to hide behind.
I wonder if I'm going to have to hide behind. Oh, yep, here he comes. Here comes the assholes. I was thinking about last night as I wrote a post, and it just popped up in my head. This is like really early in the game. I guess spoilers? It's not a spoiler. You know that there's fucking spores all over the place and there's a fucking virus, so deal with it. but like there's a part where you walk into a building and you see spores and they're like, oh, spores! So they put on their gas masks and walk through. And like, I just thought it was funny, like this whole, like the binary nature of a video game world, like gas mask on, perfectly safe. Like, walked all the way through, tear your gas mask. Like, they're walking through this thick-ass fucking spore-filled building, and they come out, and they're just like, alright, fucking masks off, we're good. That shit's all over your clothes, dog. Like, you just pulled off that mask, guess what? All over your hands. You're fucked. You're all fucked. But then again, a a 30-second cutscene where they scrub down and change clothes probably isn't all that compelling. So,
well, Ryan, they're just very weak-minded spores. Okay,
like
they're not that powerful. Obviously,
they killed clearly, the world.
Clearly, you didn't read between the lines. Dylan?
It's fun and scary. Gabe already mentioned my other complaints.
My complaint? 10 out of 10 scary. Is I think it would have benefited from doing like a Half-Life type deal where it's all just like one straight journey. Because it's a pretty big trek you go on, and I don't think you really feel the length of the distance you're traveling. So if they like changed up the nature of like the how far you travel in favor of just like a one solid take instead of jumping over certain gaps of time, I would have preferred that.
That town that you go to, was it the town of Bill? Did that remind you of Ravenholm?
I can see that, yeah. What reminded me more of Ravenholm was a moment in Resistance 3. It's pretty much a carbon copy. Carbon
Daddy. Cookie cutout.
Yeah, except Daddy mode. Last of Us, definitely get it. And the multiplayer, even though they didn't show it off until like a week before the game came out, is surprisingly fun. It still has like the survivalist nature to it, and it carries over really well.
Especially, am I gonna hate it like I hate Uncharted 3's multiplayer?
I don't know. I ain't you, bro. There are no hats that give you extra stats though that you have to buy. So there's that. So that's a definite plus.
Yeah.
Alright, next up, Prototype. Do you think that this next generation will bring a variety of innovations to gaming? I think already we've seen how much like tablet and mobile devices are going to be used. Like Destiny's really pushing that. Battlefield has a commander mode that works on it. Watch Dogs has that functionality. Everything, so many things have that tablet functionality now. I think that's going to be like the big one. I think that's the main one. Then Kinect, I'm sure, is going to have a lot more instead of just wave your arms around and do this, because it's boxed with the system now, so there's more inclination to use it. It's also a lot more refined.
Accurate, yeah.
I would love to play like an RTS on a Kinect. The new Kinect, that'd be really fun.
StarCraft, I would love confirmed. To play a jogging game so it can tell me how fast my heart's going.
By looking at your face.
Yeah, by looking at my face.
Yeah. Also, it seems like online, like single player and multiplayer being blended into games a lot more. Like with the racing games that were shown, like Need for Speed, The Crew, The Division, it wasn't a racing game, but it had this, Watch Dogs, pretty much Ubisoft.
Everything Ubisoft. Oh, great! Their games are awesome!
Watch Dogs looks cool.
That was so sarcasm.
So sarcasm.
10 out of 10 sarcastic.
10 out of 10 Ubisoft game. That's 10 times I couldn't connect because I have to connect to Uplay.
Right, this one... Oh my god, Uplay. Alright, this one might take a little bit. Secret Tunnel asks, top 5 games of the past generation. His is Bioshock, Portal 2, World of Goo, Limbo, and the Bit Trip Saga. And then he says Rock Band, Heart. So I get...
I can't think of a question I want to answer less right now.
I think, like, I'd love to put Last of Us up there, but it's been out for 3 days, 4 days. but it was really good. So I'll say honorable mention, Last of Us. How about we just name a few, no particular order? Just name.
Oh, like, so you mean two. What we always do, where someone asks for a specific thing and then we just throw some shit out there and move on?
Yeah.
All right,
like,
cool.
I know you asked for this.
I can do that. I can definitely
you asked
do that.
For five in order. I can DV two of just kind of existing.
So console games, I assume. So
it doesn't have whatever. It's, fuck it. Just no limitations. Just this generation. So starting at the 360 launch.
I don't know. I would probably just kind of have to jump because games typically get better with time. And so I was a big well, okay. Metroid Prime 3 has got to be in there somewhere for me, I think.
Okay.
And probably something like, I really liked Infinite and Halo 4.
Halo 4 would definitely not be in there for me.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Shit, I don't like, but, like, I mean, I look at something like Amalur and like I played the shit out of that game.
Oh.
Put it up there.
God. Oh god, my dick just like shriveled up.
Well, you could come up with your own fucking games. These are mine. So shit, I don't know.
All right.
I don't know, you guys talk about some.
All right. Infinite, Team Fortress 2. I really want to say Saints Row the 3rd. I really want to say
actually,
that.
Yeah, that would definitely be in there.
Maybe if I can't think of more. So Infinite,
like
I would
just for the record, I didn't forget about MechWarrior Online. I guess it's just not officially out yet, and like it's a PC game. I was kind of thinking consoles, but whatever. All
so
right.
What did I say? Infinite, Uncharted 2?
Yeah.
Is that what I want? Oh no, Infinite, Team Fortress 2, Uncharted 2. Fuck it, I'll say The Last of Us. It was that good.
New favorite game of all time.
Pretty much. And well, he has best, not favorite, so I can't put Mirror's Edge in there. And then, shit. Let me look at my Steam library.
New favorite game of all time, number one.
7 out of 10, best game ever.
Yeah.
And, shit, homie. Dylan, start going. I gotta think.
Oh, you want me to talk? I can talk. Actually, I do have it pretty well down right now at this point. I'm gonna start with Team Fortress 2.
Mm-hmm.
Red Dead Redemption.
Oh.
I know. So so surprising.
Ugh. Sorry.
What? Did you like?
I just
throw
I just can't.
In your
I,
mouth?
Yeah, I just I have such a bad taste of Red Dead in my mouth.
I don't know why.
The pacing in that game was balls.
Your balls.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt. Continue, please.
I really, really enjoyed Deus Ex, Human Revolution.
It was good.
Yeah, I surprisingly enjoyed that game. I thought I was gonna hate it. But no, I fucking loved it. Go figure.
Go figure, Mark.
Super Mario Galaxy. I was gonna say two, but kind of thinking I was like, nah, first one was better.
Oh, you like the first one? I really hate that Mario's going back to that like boring world map. I hate that. It's so lame and unimaginative and stupid. Stupid and dumb and stupid.
And you're gonna keep interrupting me?
I was just elaborating.
I'm kidding, Gabe.
Your kidding voice is very hard to differentiate from your angry voice.
And for the last one, because I guess that's four, I guess, right there, right? Let's see, Deus Ex, Red Dead, Team Fortress, Galaxy, and I guess my fifth one, I'm kind of torn between Uncharted 2 and Infamous 2.
For my fifth one, I'm torn between A Crack in Time and fuck, I forget the other one. It was a Crack in Time, and I think it was one that Dylan just said. Oh, no. It was Crack in Time and Saints Row the Third.
Yay!
So I'm just going to go with both of those. So I'm going to give you six.
Good job, Gabe.
So we stop lingering so fucking long and making this terrible.
This is why asking us for lists is awesome, because it makes us sit here for 20 minutes thinking.
It makes us think, you bastards.
Yeah. Anyway.
And Ashish Galamudi asks, Ubisoft's The Division and The Crew are truly the next-gen games. What do you guys say? I guess we kind of... I kind of answered this. And
the fuck is The Crew?
The Crew's the Ubisoft racing game.
Oh, fuck.
The Division looked kind of cool.
Yeah, I think both of those were, like, highlights from the Ubisoft conference.
Whatever. The Division was neato.
Yeah, I think that idea of them being next-gen games, of that, like, tablet integration, the blending of, like, single-player and multiplayer can be really cool, and I'm intrigued. More intrigued than The Division, because I've played DayZ, and I've been incredibly frustrated by DayZ.
Wow, I broke my ankles! I just wanted to get on this bus!
I just wanted to walk through this doorway. Why did I break my... why did I break my femur?
I walked through the goddamn... Yeah. Yeah, there's some weird bugs in that thing.
And then Harris told me that the DayZ standalone is being made with the Arma 2 engine. I was just like, well, fuck it. Don't care about that anymore.
Ow! My ankles! It's like I'm really playing Mass Effect! That scene in number 2 where you play as Joker, and he's like, oh my god, I'm like a ragdoll. We live in the future, but we have no way of fixing my fucking brittle-ass legs.
Just inject them with adamantium. Haven't they ever read X-Men? Fucking idiot.
What? We have the money to bring a guy back from the dead when he's been reduced to cinder? Or less than cinder because he burned up on re-entry, but we can't fix this motherfucker's legs?
Nope.
What? We have light speed, but this guy breaks his legs just by moving? Quality writing, BioWare, 10 out of 10. Play again.
Okay, that's all the questions.
Please write me more stories with your epic franchises.
Franchises.
Please ruin Baldur's Gate for me.
All right.
Oh, man. So that's it for our questions?
That is it for our questions.
All right. Well, then I guess the birthday girl is knocking on the door.
Housekeeping!
Oh,
it's
surprise!
Surprise! Welcome to our Frenchies.
Let me go open the door. Oh, fuck! I broke my legs.
Oh man.
Ryan, get the door. Okay. My hands are full of little weenies and my leg is broke.
My hands are full of all my broken bones.
Alright, so I guess the thing. Okay, where you can find us, you can come to GameOverNation.com. You can find us on YouTube at youtube.com/GameZeroVERNation. Give us a like on Facebook, facebook.com/GameOverNation, and hit us up on Twitter, @GameOverNation. Also, I've got a post that I hope it goes up, probably tomorrow, which is when this will go up, but I kind of want to get some of you guys more involved, so I kind of want to start up like a sort of Q&A thing. It does not have to be about games. You can ask anything you fucking want. I mean, this is a gaming website, so that's encouraged. But, you know, we're not strangers to tangents. So if you want to participate in that and possibly have something like that read, answered on the site by me, hit me up at ryan@gameovernation.com. So you guys feel free to do that. And I don't know, like, I guess it depends on the amount of participation. If I get a lot of people jumping right in, then I'll try and get something up next week. And if not, I might just stockpile some questions and eventually get it going. So, yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there.
That's neat. Cool. It sounds like an advice show for the modern era.
No. I am not. I will not be soliciting the Yahoo Answers service. But
well, if you don't get enough questions like in a week, you can just hop on over to the gaming section of Yahoo Answers.
There is some good stuff in there.
And find out if GameStop accepts crepe or credit.
Crepe or credit. But anyway, okay, I guess, Dylan, get us out of here.
Okay. This has been episode 94 of the Game Over Nation podcast. Did you already do our Twitter handles?
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, you just have to say bye.
Yeah, you just have to say bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.